You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.
Today on our show, I'm talking with David Borowski. David, thanks so much for being with me today.
Thanks for having me.
So, David, let's talk about what you're working on now. What's you're in Hartford, Connecticut, as I understand it, and what's happening in your studio?
I am based in Hartford, yes. Yeah. And my studio's in Hartford as well, yeah. Well, I actually had a little string of activity, which was very nice, but so now I have a little time to think before my next show. I had a show of videos at Real Artways the end of last year, and then drawing show at the EBK Gallery, which is a new gallery in Hartford, and then sculptural installation show at Five Points, which is a new gallery fairly new in Torrington, Connecticut. So it was I was calling it March Madness, but it was good. It's good to. As you've probably seen, I primarily do multimedia installations. That's what I like to do. But it was nice to have some of those elements kind of shown separately, because I usually don't. Like videos normally aren't projected on a wall; they're on a monitor of some sort. So to see them on projected large on a wall was pretty cool. So
maybe let's go through those projects just to talk about each one, since they were separated. That's kind of a nice way into kind of discussing your work in March Madness, as you called it. Maybe we should start with a show at Real Artways, right? Was that the first one?
That was actually before March, but it was close. It ended pretty much when these other two started. Yeah. So Real Artways has three separate space, but they have a video room. So I got the video room and had three videos that two, which had never been projected. They were only seen on monitors as part of installations. One was an installation at the Hartford Public Library. One was from another show in Pittsburgh. And then I had a new one that I had just finished. So I had never actually seen it anywhere outside of my computer screen. So that worked. That was really good to see them again. Like I say, seeing them projected on a wall.
Like the new one. What was the new video that you were showing?
The newest one that you hadn't seen. Yeah, it's called Double Down. And the way it started is I was seeing. I think it was the Triennial at the New Museum in New York. And usually when I go to a new museum, I just go to the top floor and I walk down and hit the floors by using the stairwell. Well, the stairwell had like colored green lights, and they had a sound piece in there, and the stair was really cool. So I just pulled out my phone and videoed going all the way down the stairs. Just thought it was an interesting, and I didn't know what I was going to do with it. Then last summer I was in Cleveland. I went to the Cleveland Museum of Contemporary Art. And their stairway is a lot funkier, but they also had, yellow lights and they had a sound piece. So I, it hit me. I'm going to film this one too, and then I put the two together in this video. And what I found fun, if you've ever taken videos on your phone, they always say, it's one thing to have hold it vertical and you're doing it on Facebook or online, but if you go to actually do it in a video editor, that's like theoretically a no-no, because it just fits in the middle and it doesn't fill the screen. So I played with that and actually tripled the image. So three images fill the screen, and then it also gives you three layers. So then I could alter each layer independently. So as the video goes along, the speeds and various things, sound changes between the three layers. So it starts to get actually the cool thing was, some people said they couldn't watch it because they were getting vertigo, and I thought that was pretty cool.
Oh, that is interesting, because that's of course part of the point, right? Is to have this like spatial understanding, or some kind of spatial interaction with a viewer. It sounds like whether you are going down or up or which way.
Right, right, and because some of the clips would reverse as well. So yeah, you're basically like stuck in the stairwell and you can't get out, which was a lot of things to me are inspired politically, and that seems like. Some of the things we're involved in now, we're kind of stuck in a one direction that we can't get out of. So,
yeah, that's true. And this kind of Yeah, looping stairwell of, you know, politics certainly seems to be like that in this country.
Yeah.
It's kind of strange.
And for the most part, going down. I think we're just going down, heading down.
Right. With the illusion of returning and going back up again.
But never getting out. I mean, actually, the oldest video of the tree was filmed maybe 5 years ago, the first of the tree that I showed at Raw. And that is basically was shot in the back hallways at a shopping mall, which was, you know, so the walls are, which is was actually very visually interesting. They have the walls like 4 feet up with sheet metal, I guess, because they know it's just going to get hit with pallets and stuff. So you're basically in this echoey hallway with just like steel all around you. It's pretty cool. So again, it was a video where it's like, yeah, I was going around this hallway and again, kind of trapped, never get out of that either. So that one, that piece was called Endless War. So it was when we were still going from Iraq to Afghanistan and who knows where else, depending on who gets in there. So.
And so that was the, you know, the latest one that was installed as part of the Real Artways, then part of the other shows that were happening, just to go through there?
The EBK,
you were saying.
EBK tends to do, like, smaller works, but he did let me do some larger. But those were just drawings. And I usually don't show drawings, but this series, I was happy to get it out and seen. Basically, it's the show is called Blast, and they're all drawings in a sense of explosions, but they're all hand-drawn from clip art. I would project clip art and draw it. So I saw it as taking a digital media and making it analog, yeah. So turning it back to its roots. Because digital, clip.
So go on. So how was that drawn? I mean, clip art, I think, is, you know, almost like those, you know, early Batman cartoons or whatever.
Right.
Pow, blam, but...
Right, but if you look online, there's like collections of clip art, and it's mostly for people to use in advertising or on their websites and stuff like that. So that digital media, in a sense, the clip art, it's meant just for computers. So by me drawing it on Tyvek with markers, you know, by hand, in a sense, I turned it back into like a... I took him out of that digital realm and made him analog. You know.
And how was that show received? Because EBK, there's not a lot of galleries in Hartford, right? And EBK is one of the few good contemporary galleries there willing to show work. Yeah.
Right. And it's a great little... My work actually was... The reason he liked the bigger pieces, the drawings were basically 4 foot square. And then I had some smaller ones, but on one wall. But the 4 foot square worked well because the way the gallery works is, he has his own another business, so he does the gallery. It's open for the reception, and then maybe once or twice else during the run of the show. But you see it through the window because it's kind of a shallow space. So the pieces were easily seen. And he keeps the lights on until midnight. So when you walk by, it's all glass front. It's like you could really, you know, you could see the pieces really well. It was really nice.
And how is that show received? That sounds like, you know, it would be great. Really nice kind of show. And
I got good feedback from it. I got good feedback from it, you know, in a sense. And to have some people go. So, you know, you never know with that stuff.
Right.
You can base it on, you know, I don't know. So. But
and the last show? The last one was
installations at Five Points Gallery in Torrington. And I did a bunch of new pieces for that, so it worked out. The Five Points, again, has like a big... One big area, one small for small work. And then you go down a few stairs, and there's this very odd-shaped room. And that's the one that attracted me. So I, you know, I like spaces that I have to like think about, and that the work has to respond in a sense. This, even though they're individual pieces, the pieces talk to each other. They work off the space, and then some of those pieces then may end up in another show sometime, and interact with different work and bring their, in a sense, they bring, you know, the baggage from the first show and their ideas, and then mingle again. So.
So let's talk about that. What happened in that particular space? What did you put in there?
This show was called Wicked Garden, and I was again inspired by the political election and this election year that we're going through, and so what I mean is a floor piece. This project I bring back from time to time where I do text pieces right on the floor with gaffer's tape. So it takes up this, you're actually walking on the piece, you're part of it, you're in it, you're on it. And this was a circular one. I hadn't done a circle before, and it just basically was a never-ending sentence that said live to work and then to live to work. So it just kept going around. And then, you know, I think of that, is art, but it's also, you know, some people's lives, really, you know, the way the economy is and stuff. You basically live to work and you work to live. And
that's true. And it's kind of dark. It's kind of dark in one way. I remember. Go on.
The show that I think you had seen in New Haven, which dealt with was part of that. I had an installation in the show Connecticut Unbound. It was at Art Space in collaboration with Yale, and all of that dealt with basically the Black Panthers and that the May Day rally. You know, from 45 years ago. And actually, just what you said, someone at the opening said to me, boy, this work is dark, you know. And I'm like, well, I'm not usually the feel good guy in the room, so sometimes,
right,
some work, it can't be all happy, you know, flowers and puppy dogs. I think somebody has to do the darker work, and that has to be me at this point. So
I think that's what art is about. I mean, not necessarily darker work, but challenging work, right? If work isn't challenging, then it is.
Right.
It's something else.
Yeah,
you know,
making people think about things that they might not normally want to think about. Yeah.
And so how was the reaction to that show there? Did it generate conversation, or how did that go over? Yeah.
It went well. It went very well. So I was happy with that.
And so what else do you do? I mean, so I'm sorry. Yeah, go on.
No, go ahead.
In terms of how your work, so the work is, you know, challenging to some or about
or not
issues
art
and
to some. I
right,
mean,
or
some
not
people
art
don't
to
see
some.
As art, and I'm actually fascinated by that. And the work that I really like by other artists is the kind of work I also feel I make, which is it's art and it's dependent a lot of times on context. It's because I'm in a museum or a gallery. If that same work, like if you took someone's painting and put it out by the curb, people would say, oh, why is this painting out by the curb? It's art, you know. If we put some of my stuff out by the curb, nobody might notice it because it could just as well be something you would find on the street or trash or whatever, you know.
Or could be mistaken for that. That's not unlike an artist like David Hammons, for example.
Exactly.
And, you know, he's
find
kind
that
of an interesting.
Fascinating.
What, his work or?
Yeah, well, the idea that you walk in this line between art and not art.
Mm. Right, things that would be recognized as art in a gallery but not recognized if they were at a flea market, for example.
Right,
which certainly would almost all of David Hammond's work would fit into that.
Exactly.
That realm. So then in terms of, to talk about the marketplace and how it enters into that or not, do you teach and do other things, and how do you feel about sales of the work, and is that important to you?
Actually, it goes back a long ways. Many years ago, I heard an interview with Hans Hacke, and they basically said to him, it's like you always have another job, and you know how critical of the art world his work could be. He basically said, if I didn't have another job, I couldn't do what I do because I'd be worried about it, you know. So, I make the work that I want to make. And if somebody buys it, I think, you know, then, wow, that's pretty cool, you know. But if they don't, it doesn't matter to me at this point, you know. I want to make certain things. And I think that at some point the right people will, the right person will find it or whatever. But so I do have other jobs. Basically, I'm an installer. I mean, I'm a preparer. So I hang other people's art.
Well, and you also know a lot of other people who are, there's a lot of artists who are probably on the team of preparators that you've worked
with. Absolutely. It is really good because, I mean, you treat the work differently than someone who isn't an artist, you know.
Right.
And
is there a next show or something you're moving towards, or are you making more videos now? Like, what is the
actually,
where we started off at?
Yeah, a couple of things that I'm working on. I'm going to work with this. There's a dance company in Hartford called Tamat Astro, and some of the dancers in there are friends of mine, and I've done other things that they're involved in, and they're very good. And he wants to do a piece in New Haven, and he wants to. I had suggested, well, maybe sometime I could, you know, we could work together, and I could have, like, you could dance around or on some of my work, you know. So that's in the early stages at this point. And then I was recently invited to be in a show in Warsaw at the Folksaal Gallery, which is celebrating its 50th year. So I'm really excited about that. So.
And what would happen at that space? What would you show there? Because that's such an interesting context, you know, Europe and in that area to be, you know.
Yeah,
be talking about potentially political issues.
Yeah, and that's one thing that the artists that invited me, I guess for this show, they invited six Polish artists who have shown there in the past and asked them to each invite one international artist to bring in. So the theme of their anniversary is about place and their place and, you know, and the gallery. But this particular show is a little bit different, and it's supposed to be about elsewhere, and that because of the international element, you know. So I'm thinking of, and I'm still in talks with the curator and with the friend that invited me, but I would like to do, it's a smaller gallery, so I would like to do one of the floor pieces, the text pieces on the floor, I think, because I definitely want to do it in, like, English and Polish. So translate
that would work,
it is. Yeah.
And it would be easy to ship, which is just you, right?
What's that?
I said it would be easy for shipping, too. In other words, you would be the
one
that would go.
A couple
that,
rolls of tape in my backpack, yeah. Yeah, those particular installations work out well.
Well, that's exciting. I mean, I think that has to be. It's great to have a means to do that, to travel and work, because that's pretty exciting to go to another country. In closing, what I usually ask this question last or have lately, is there a book you're reading now that you'd want to share with us? It could be off topic, could be anything at all.
Well, actually, the one I just got recently happens to be an art book, but it's a catalog of Bill Bollinger's work. It was a minimalist artist during the 70s, and then he showed with Carl Andre and Art Schwager and all of them, and then kind of like they kept going, and then he dropped off for some reason. But his work is, I first saw it a few years ago at Sculpture Center in New York. They had a retrospective of his, which was pretty amazing. So I found the catalog online. So that's my book that's open right now.
Oh, that's cool. Well, thanks for sharing that with me. And David, thanks a lot for talking to me today. It's really been great talking to you. I appreciate your time.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it, too. Thank you.
You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.